That's what it will be coming from. The hazardous materials have been removed from the structure prior to our being able to get a demolition permit issued. I hate to throw this poor company under the bus as I have the last several days, but you have a concrete processing company right next to Burnside that is taking this exact same material and pulverizing it, releasing the exact same dust.
So concrete dust is not dangerous, even in the quantity that will be released at this time?
The same quantity of dust is released during conventional demolition or during implosion. The big difference is you can avoid exposure during an implosion because it's over a very short duration. If you take it down conventionally, you have months or weeks or months of this concrete dust that you are mm-hmm. constantly being exposed to. That's one of the reasons why we spend as much time as we do telling people to turn off air conditioners, turn off air handling equipment, stay at home and watch it on television, stay indoors. We don't encourage people to come out there during the process. That way they can...
Why don't you encourage people to be outside during the process?
Why do you want to be out in the dust?
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. The vast quantity of this dust is going to settle right on the property as long as the winds are the prevailing wind. But we are preparing people in each direction so that in the event it were to blow towards them, then give us an opportunity to clean it up before you come back outside.
So somebody standing outside downwind to get a look at this, you're comfortable that that's safe? People with good health standing outside, you would recommend
yes,
they stay
I would
inside?
I would not recommend it because I would never recommend that. But yes, it should be okay, people standing downwind. If you have a respiratory condition, absolutely don't go out.
Got it.
It's just not being smart.
But people with good health, you wouldn't recommend it, but you're not saying they shouldn't do it.
I don't recommend people stand in the middle of a road either. And I'm not trying to be flip. Yeah. It's just take things and be sensible about them. If you're going to go out and watch this, or if you're going to be outside, stand upwind. We're not talking about this dust cloud traveling huge distances across the city.
How far do you consider the dust will go?
By the time we reach the edge of the property, or the edge of the exclusion zone, it's probably going to be about 100 feet in the air. It's going to continually rise as it travels and disperses. It gets wider and wider.
How far do you think the dust will travel?
I have seen or read a study many years ago. I can't pinpoint it, but it was done in Colorado following a very large structure that we took down. They managed to track the dust using weather balloons and other equipment. It traveled about 140 miles, and by the time it reached that, it was approximately 260 miles wide, and it had reached ambient air standards before it settled back down.
Your mention of a study impels me to say, could you point us to an independent general scientific study
There haven't really been many of them. I will tell you that the city of Philadelphia has required a dust sampling program similar to what is being conducted here for the last 30 years that we've been working there. They have collected samples. They have never found any contaminants in the samples that they've collected. They have found that the air quality returns to ambient levels of pre-implosion about 6 hours later.
But you are saying that there isn't a...
There's a spike where you have dust in the air and then it goes away. Okay.
But you are saying that for people who may be worried, maybe unreasonably so, about health, there isn't an independent general study, scientific study of this...
Not that I can point to now.
This kind of implosion has been going on for decades?
Correct.
I mean, if you go to the web, you can find several studies like this. And in the bottom line, in some of those studies, it will say implosion should not be done in metropolitan areas. But people like us go into the web, don't know whether that's accurate, whether we should believe in that or what have you. I would feel comfortable in a recommendation of a scientific study about the long-term health effects of implosions.
But to be fair, you should also place that in the context of general demolition also. Again, chronic exposure versus
absolutely.
A short duration.
Leads me to another question. There are several kinds of demolition. What was the factor in choosing implosion here? Was it cost? Was it time? Was it health? Maybe somebody else has to answer that.
One of the primary factors was safety. With a building of this size, to take it down conventionally, there's a much higher degree of risk to the employees that are doing that work, and also is time. So it's a safer and faster method to address it. And as Jim said, it's the same amount of dust that's coming out for the past 18 months. As I said earlier, we took down about 400,000 square feet of buildings, similar construction.
Got it.
This is 525,000 feet. So you're talking about almost the exact same size of building that's been going on for 18 months with the same type of dust exposure that's been generated through that general demolition. We have not received one comment or one complaint or one concern from anybody for 18 months. So as Jim said earlier, there's an acute exposure that they're recommending people stay inside for. So if there's a concern that is going to bother you or it's going to make you cough or whatever, stay inside for an hour and it's probably over.
Yeah. Shelter in place is a kind of an awesome term.
I didn't use that term. I'm saying somebody said if there's going to be an exposure for an acute period of time on a Sunday morning, stay inside or go outside for a couple hours somewhere outside the zone that you're comfortable with. And then come back, but it's the same amount of dust being created. We've been doing it's the same type of debris that we've been working with for 18 months, and there hasn't been an issue. We worked with Burnside Plantation. We met with them, went through some of their concerns. One of the primary questions they have is they have a garden. They work with farm to table with Hotel Bethlehem. They said, "What do we do? How do we handle this? Do we need to cover our garden because of the dust that could go onto the vegetables that we grow?"
Yes. Is it only dust?
Just let me finish my statement, please. So we met with them, and we asked them, what do they do about it now? How do you handle it now? Because right next door is Casilio. So they have dust. There's dust on the roads now from when the creek flooded out this past weekend. And Burnside's position was, we have dust on our vegetables every day. So when we pick them, we wash them, and then we use them. That's the same type of situation you're going to have here.
Thanks, Dwayne. That's the question. Is the dust only a problem when it's in the air? So dust that settles on the ground?
And you're not worried about all the dust. You're only worried about those dust particles that are respirable. Okay. And again, the monitoring that's going to be conducted is also pointed at measuring respirable dust. I'd also like to offer this. We've done quite a bit of work directly for hospitals. They choose us for a very particular reason. Johns Hopkins University, Johns Hopkins Hospital, Mercy Hospital, Texas Children's Hospital, just to name a few. The reason they like to use us is because they can avoid long-term exposure to their facility and to the surrounding area. They like to get it over quickly because they can shut everything down. They can protect people, they can have them shelter in place, which they cannot do during conventional demolition.
Just one more question, Robert. I know you want to move on. Mr. Wagner, probably for you. In choosing this mode of demolition, was the cost a factor? Would it have been...
No.
Is this more expensive, less expensive than...
Cost was not a factor. The two factors were safety and time.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
I hate to belabor dust, but